So I've been taking another break from creativity. This is kind of like, it feels like the first proper break I've ever taken, even though I tried one a few months ago. I was feeling really burnt out, but I was still kind of just having a dabble here and there. But this time I forced myself to not do, just not even, if I had an idea, I'd push it back down, say, go away idea, I don't give a shit. I don't care. The first 2 days was really hard. The first night, I was dreaming about writing. I was dreaming about coming up with ideas. And I even found myself waking up to try and text myself an idea that I had while I was half asleep. It's like, no, don't do it. But it's been weird because creativity for me has been, it's like being able to talk to myself. Like when you get drunk or when I get drunk, it's almost like I separate myself from myself and I can have a conversation with myself, and that always spins me out. But when I'm writing on paper, it's like another voice emerges that's mine, but smarter and wiser, because you can think more clearly, push and pull the words around until they make more sense than my own thoughts. It's been a week, but properly for 3 days, where I just was going, nope, I'm just going to sit around and watch, do nothing, watch black and white movies and go for walks around the suburb. And so it's been weird because it's my main source of entertainment. I feel like it's telling that other version of me to get lost for a while. It has felt weirdly lonely not doing it, because yeah, I'm not talking to that other smarter, wiser version of myself. It makes me feel sane when I'm able to write down the bullshit in my head. Even if most of the ideas that I write are actually crap. But yeah, it's given me a chance to sort of stop and actually reflect on all the work I've done as well. Because people will say, "Oh, Darby, I hope you know how much this work means to me." And I'm like, yeah. I always throw a compliment into the garbage bin in the back of my head, even though I take it in and I don't disrespect it, in the same way I take trolls' comments and throw them into the garbage bin in the back of my head as well. It's been a weird time to reflect and go, oh, I've done all this interesting work that I actually like. And I've looked over it. I've had a peek. I've reread some stuff because I'm still almost like a skeleton crew job of myself on social media, just reposting old stuff. So it's been weird. Like the only work I'm doing, it's not writing, but I'm reposting old stuff in the mornings on social media. And I've always felt guilty for reposting old stuff, but now I'm going, I could actually just do this. I could just quit. I could just quit writing and just, I've got like 250 plus ideas all hand typed that I could have on rotation just endlessly. But then I feel like I'm cheating an audience or a reader out of something new, and also I feel like I'm cheating myself somehow. But then yeah, it was a weird moment the other day when I reposted just a couple of old hits, and then I reposted them again like 4 days later without meaning to, and I felt so bad. I felt really guilty, and then I realized the people who were responding to it hadn't even seen it the first time, and that was only 3 or 4 days ago. And I thought, holy shit, I'm too hard on myself. I could just repost old stuff constantly and no one would know, because the algorithm doesn't even care about sending it to the same people. It was weird. It was a weird experience. I just felt like I could just stop writing. I could just completely stop writing and stop working. But yeah, it's as Louis C.K. once said, write, the brain is a muscle, and you've got to give it a rest. You actually have to give it a rest for it to come up with anything fresh. And he spends 1 month a year just doing nothing. And I've never thought about it like that, because I always thought, like someone like Stephen King, who says he never takes a day off. And people who say you've got to be writing all the time because it's like going to the gym, otherwise your creative muscle will atrophy. So yeah, I was always conflicted with those two ideas until I was just forced into taking a break, because I was like, I can't do life at the moment. I can't even think. Yeah, it made me feel weirdly lonely to begin with, but it also gave me a kind of more of a respect for creativity, or my creativity, if I can even put the word my before the word creativity. Was this a reminder again that it's not mine? I don't own it. It's something, it's a gift, not in the sense of a talent, but an actual gift, like someone, a present someone gives to you. It's not even mine. I can't even keep it. It's someone else's. Yet it also is part of me, and it's part of that other version of me that's smarter and wiser and says interesting things and clears a way through my stupid forest of a head that gets foggy and cloudy and loses the way. It just points me back in the right way again. So it was weird to just sit down, relax, sit in the back garden, because I'm lucky enough to have one, and watch any old shit, just not stress about it, not think about, oh, have I come up with a good idea this morning, have I got something to post tomorrow. That endless conveyor belt of posting shit on social media, now it's a full-time job. And as much as I don't mind it, because it does keep me to a rhythm, and it keeps me working, and it makes me feel like life feel less meaningless in a way. But it's a weird one. But yeah, it was weird to reflect on the stuff that I'd done while I was reposting old hits, and I was often thinking, did I write that? I did write that. And for the first time I felt, oh, there's my guardian angel talking to me, who writes this stuff for me and for people who read it. It's a strange dissociation, if that's even a thing. I don't know, but I love those words that talk back to me. That have come from somewhere that I wrote somehow. But yeah, after a week off and the last 3 days not doing a thing, absolutely banning myself. I came back this morning and I was writing stuff, and I remembered, this is how it's hard. This shit's hard. I'd forgotten how creativity it doesn't come easy. The routine of it and making sitting down to make something happen rather than just being struck by lightning, it doesn't come easy. And so I wrote 6 little ideas and posted them, and there's one idea of those 6 that has really resonated. And I love that that conversation between the writing that comes from the ether and the audience who responds to it. And sometimes I feel even guilty that I can even put my name to it, because I don't know where it came from. I almost feel like I'm supposed to know where my ideas come from, otherwise I feel guilty for even posting them. But they don't, you know. I don't know where they come from. That's the beauty of it. Yeah, burnout is super real when it comes to making creativity your full-time job. There's that constant desperate chase for it. And when I was working full-time in jobs that I didn't love, I still felt a pressure that I felt like I'm just turning the small wheel so the big wheel can spin, which was my ideas when I got home from work. But I feel more pressure now that's a full-time job. If you're a creative, you have to take a break. You have to realize that time does a lot of the heavy lifting. Time for doing nothing does a lot of the heavy lifting, and I still haven't learned that lesson. I'm just saying this to the camera right now to remind myself, and if it resonates as well with anyone else, that it just, the unconscious needs a rest to do stuff. And there's that whole idea of mistaking productivity for creativity and all that sort of shit as well, I guess. Yeah, patience and time doing the heavy lifting. And I'm such a person who sets a goal and I'll run through a bunch of brick walls. I'll sprint a marathon through brick walls to make that goal happen, especially when it comes to creativity. Everything else, I'll roll there. I don't care. I don't care. Stopping to smell the roses and stopping to actually live life and appreciate life. I don't want to get to the end of life and say, oh, I posted on social media every day until I got to my deathbed. That would feel pretty weird. But then at the same time, I worked out someone like Bukowski wrote something like 3.5 poems a week from the age of 35 until he died at 72. That's a fuckload of work. And I'm kind of on that, sprinting that same marathon in terms of output. And when you're coming up with that much stuff, you're going to come up with some good stuff. You're going to come up with so much shit, though. Like, I did a cartoon once, decades ago, when in my 20s. I drew a big mound of shit, and then a tiny little man standing next to it, and it said, all the shit I've done in my life, and then me. And that's how I feel like creativity, that's about the ratio to creativity, the mound of shit, and a tiny little me person, which is the good stuff. But yeah, that's I'm going to resurrect that cartoon. Yeah, it's a strange life, and I've got to learn to manage burnouts better, because I don't know how to do it. For me, resting is hard work. My brother was always really good at it. He could just sit down, chill out, and watch a shitload of TV in the 80s. We had a mini TV, and he was always on his bed watching this old black and white mini TV. It was a little brick we loved. I always wondered, how can you do that? I want to be making something with sticky tape and cardboard. I was always making stuff. Shit. I totally forgot about that. But anyway, if you'd like to leave a review for this on Spotify or Apple or wherever you're listening to this, or a comment on YouTube, I'd love it.